will always be there for us. Amen. And he's got some wonderful, wonderful promises that we want to share together. And I hope and I pray that we will all be encouraged today, because maybe you don't need no encouragement right now, but you might in a day or two. You will definitely need some encouragement. So we're going to go through a few more verses, and I just pray that the Holy Spirit touches each and every one of us. Father God, thank you for your anointing. Thank you that your will is going to be done in this service. We love you. Tell them you love them right now. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Okay, so let's get started here. Isaiah 40 and verse 9. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up. Fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. So when we see him talking about Jerusalem, when we see him talking about Zion, that's God's people, okay? Raise your hands if you are in the family of the Most High God. Okay, so we are God's people this morning, amen? Now here's the deal, man. God says, there is a message that I want my people to have. Okay, and as Christians, we have a responsibility. Listen, we have a responsibility. When one of our loved ones, one of our brothers and sisters in Christ are going through a hard time, you know what? We can give them all kinds of advice. We can tell them how to do this or that. But one thing we better be giving them is the Word of God. Amen? That's what changes things. That's what sets the captives free right there. Okay, God, listen to me this morning. God is rushing to his people during those hard times. And one of the ways that God blesses his people is he uses each and every one of us. You know what I'm saying? God wants us to encourage one another. Sometimes we don't know what to say. Sometimes we see some heavy stuff and we don't know what to do with it. You know what I mean? But you know what? God has given us this word, and this word sets the captives free. So we need to dig in and we need to be there for one another. And God will tell you what to say. Sometimes just being there for somebody is all they need. It's not about saying the right thing or not saying the right thing, but being there and show them, you know what? I love you. The good Lord loves you. And we're going to get through this together. Amen? Amen. Get you up, oh, get you up to a high mountain. Don't be afraid. Okay. God is coming. He's coming with power. And that's the message that we are to deliver to our brothers and sisters that are going through a hard time. Hey, listen, man, you will get through this, man. God is a mighty God. Aren't you glad that we serve the one true God, a mighty God? Amen. Who can actually set the captives free, who can actually do something about the situations you're going through. We are blessed. Amen. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. We have a good message. You know what I mean? We have the truth, man. We serve the one true God. And there's people out there that need to be encouraged. Amen. And that's a big part of our job right there. You know what I mean? This church right here, this local body that you're part of, you don't see somebody here, call them up. See if you can do something for them. Pray for them. There's something we can do for people when they're going through hard times. You might not be able to buy them groceries. You might not be able to help them get their kids to school, but you can really pray for them. You know what I mean? We can do something for one another. Amen. That's one of the awesome, wonderful things about being part of a local church is we don't go through nothing alone. You know what I mean? We shouldn't go through nothing alone. We have one another, and we should have one another. Amen? Okay, thank you, Jesus. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Listen, there's power in that statement right there. You're going through a hard time. The answer to that problem, whatever it is Jesus Christ. Whatever you're going through. You know what I mean? And we deal with some heavy stuff, right? Some crazy stuff, right, Brother Dwayne? But the answer to it all is the Most High God. You know what I mean? And he can do something about it. And he wants to give us peace. And he wants to give us comfort. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about God's comfort. The comfort that only he can give. And that sets the captives free. That changes things, man. To know this simple little tiny truth, Silas, that God will never leave you or forsake you. That God is with you. Man, I love that little guy. He's a good looking fella right there. You need to get that baby in like some Gerber commercials.
Hello.
Thank you, Brother David. Give David a round of applause. Okay, guys, listen, I know perfectly well you can hear me. I can carry my voice just fine and all that. But let me just remind you that there's a few people out and about that listen to the sermon online. So we want to make sure we get the best quality recording we can for them. So anyways, Psalm 34 and verse 18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Is that not a wonderful promise? That he's rushing to you. Make sure that you're not pulling back, guys. We can be like that little kid that's just mad and frustrated when something goes wrong, and he's mad at everybody. You ever been around a little kid like that? That is just mad at the world, mad at everybody. Oh, this didn't work out. My little game broke or whatever. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. I'm pulling back. Okay, we don't want to be that little kid. Amen. God wants to give us peace. Don't get mad at him just because you don't understand what's going on. That's very important, right? Because we don't always understand his ways. He's a big, big God. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about over the next couple weeks is our God is massive, man. And we cannot even begin to understand all his ways. But he tells us these awesome promises that we can hold on to, that we can all understand that my God is good. He is faithful. He's doing what's best for me, even if I don't get it. Amen. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That's wonderful, isn't it? He's rushing to you. He's not in the corner waiting to see what you're going to do. He wants to be with you through these hard times. It is just a massively amazing, comforting verse. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Raise your hands if you like being brokenhearted. Nobody likes being brokenhearted. No one likes to feel like their heart is being crushed. But you know what? That's the world we live in. Bad things happen all the time. And see, this comfort right here that the Lord God is promising to his people that we can have access to, whether you're dealing with the consequences of our own selfish behavior, and we do that, don't we? Whether it's one of those or we're just dealing with somebody else's consequences that have happened in our life or we're just dealing with something that happened, it doesn't matter. God has comfort for us for whatever we're going through. Amen. And he is right there actively involved. Amen. Don't think that he's not concerned because he's very much concerned. Amen. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. God gives himself. You know what I mean? God installs himself into our problems to give us peace. Like when you were a little kid, man, and your daddy or your mama picked you up and just held you so close. That's what our God does, man. That is wonderful. Give him some praise. Proverbs 17 and verse 17. This would be a good one for you guys to write down and remember. Read up on it this week. Proverbs 17, 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Isn't that wonderful? That is a picture of our Lord right there. Okay? And that is an example that we should follow for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let me read this again. A friend loves at all times, no matter what you're going through, whether you did a bunch of stupid stuff. You know what? God's not going to leave you. He loves you. Amen. Whether you're super cool and popular or you're yesterday's news, man, he don't care, man. He loves you. Isn't that awesome? He will never leave you. That's good news. That's good news. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. I love that part of that verse right there. A brother is born for adversity. Hey, man, this is what we're here for, man. Brother James is going through something, man. We want to rush to him. We want to give him the love of Jesus. We want to be there for one another. Amen? Amen. A brother is born for adversity. Man, I love it. I don't know. Just a good verse. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. What an awesome picture of the Most High God. What an awesome picture of Jesus Christ that he says, I'm not just the God of the good times. I'm not just the God on the mountaintop, but in the valley, in the darkest times of your life, when nothing makes sense, I'm right there with you. This is what I'm here for, to help you to get through this hard time. Amen. Give him some praise. And maybe this will make sense to you. It certainly does to me. But God becomes so real to us during those hard times. His nearness, His intimacy is so wonderful when we really, really need it. You know what I mean? And we can live off of that and thrive off of that. And know, man, my God is good, man. He will not abandon me. Amen. Okay, Isaiah 40 in verse 10. Behold, the Lord comes with might. Oh, this is cool. Now, we're talking about comfort. And we all need comfort sometimes, right? Now, what we're going to be doing now, last 2 weeks ago, we talked a little bit about how fragile and frail we are as humans and how we need the Most High God. Now what we're going to do is begin to see how awesome and mighty our God is. So we want to magnify the Lord. That's what this is all about, seeing the Lord for who he really is, that he is so much bigger than all my problems. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, matter of fact, by the way, check this out. This is sad but true. This is what it's come down to, Brother Twain. This is my birthday present. It's a magnifying glass, right? A big one. And so when I'm doing research and Bible studies and stuff like that, sometimes I'll use a little magnifying glass, but I always lose my place, you know. So Rachel Jean, being the wonderful, precious wife that she is, this is my birthday present. And so I was using it last night, and I was like, bigger, small, bigger, small. It's really cool. Y'all should do it. But see, this is what we do with the Most High God, man. This is what we're supposed to do. Magnify the Lord. The Lord's already awesome and mighty and majestic, bigger than we could ever imagine. But what we do is we focus on our problems. We're magnifying our problems. You know, we're like, oh, man, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. You know, and that's a real issue. We don't want to hide from that. But listen, our God is a lot bigger, man, a lot bigger than our problems. We need to magnify the Lord. Amen. See him for what he really is. So I'm going to pass this around. No, I'm playing. I know I'd never get it back if I did that. I know this bunch. Behold, the Lord God comes with might. That's awesome. We're seeing a picture of who our God is. And the prophet Isaiah is going to start to tell us things that we can understand, that'll make sense to us. Okay, well, thank goodness for that, right? Behold, the Lord God comes with might. So, number one, we're blessed because we serve the one true God. You know what I mean? That's an amazing plus. And guess what? He's not some weak, wimpy deity. That's cool, right? He is powerful. He is bigger than anything you will ever go through. And some of you guys might be like, man, you know, I hear what you're saying, man, but this load is getting heavy, bro. I've got so much going on. That's why God is wanting to give us comfort. He says, you're not going to go through this alone. I'm right here with you. I will make a way in the desert. I'll make a way where there is no way. Put your trust in me. Amen. Behold, the Lord God comes with might. That's awesome. And his arm rules for him. So we got a mighty, mighty God we serve. Behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him. Listen, man, this is a wonderful little promise that God takes care of his people no matter what. And he's going to right every wrong one day so I can put all my trust, all my faith in him. And when I do that, when I give the Lord my burdens, guess what? He's going to give me comfort. He's going to give me peace. That's wonderful. Amen. Look at Philippians 4:19 right there. And my God, whose God? My God, your God, our God. If we love Jesus, we're all serving the same Lord, right? And my God will supply every need. So is there a situation that God can't handle? Is there an area where God's like, I'm not really good at that sort of thing? No, that's not really my cup of tea. Now, well, I'm more about giving you some good moral things to get through life and all that. And I want to work on your checkbook situation. No, man, our God can handle everything. Can I get a witness? Yeah. And my God will supply every need of yours, all of them, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So our God lacks nothing. Amen. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns 1,000 hills on the cattle. I don't know what that means, but he's not lacking anything. And we are in that family. Amen? Some of us, all of us, sometimes, probably, we forget the fact that we're royalty. You know, we forget the fact how blessed we really are. that we are in the family of God, that we have been grafted into that family, that he is my Father, and my Father takes care of me and looks after me. Amen? And he loves me. Can I get a witness? Okay, Isaiah 40, verse 10. And I want to go to Isaiah 40, verse 11, wherever slide that might be, my good buddy. There we go. Behold, the Lord comes with might, and his arm rules for him. That's awesome. Our God is mighty. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. If God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. Our God is mighty. Nothing can compare to the Lord. Okay, so verse 11. This is so good. Last verse, we were talking about the big, strong Jehovah God, creator of the universe, all that good stuff. But he's also a very personal and loving God. I hope this is making some sense to you guys, because this will really give us peace. And when you're going through a hard time, man, I'm in Isaiah 40 a lot, man, because it shows you, man, I got these problems, but my God is so much bigger than these problems. And my God wants to give me comfort. He wants me to have peace. Amen? He will tend his flock like a shepherd. Beautiful. Big, mighty God, creator of heaven and earth and all that good stuff, man. But he tends his flock like a shepherd. What does a shepherd do? He takes care of many. He protects many. He provides for many. That's our Lord. Amen? He's not too busy for you. Even though he's got all these other little sheepies, okay, he loves you intimately, and he's very concerned about what you're going through. But he takes care of his people. Amen? So let me ask you something real fast. Does this shirt make me look fat? I'm playing. I'm working on it. No. I shouldn't have said that because I'm not really working on it, but I plan to. Okay. I lost my train of thought. Okay. Has God not been faithful? Absolutely, he's faithful, man. Okay, so Psalm 23, verse 1, just a tiny little verse, man. Amen, Brother Silas. Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What a wonderful promise, man. Think about that. My God is my shepherd. What do shepherds do? They take care of the flock. Amen. God is faithful. He knows what you need. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. Let that bring you comfort and peace during those hard times. Man, I belong to the Most High God. He knows what's going on in my life. And he says, I'm not going to lack anything. He's got everything. He's got all the provision. He's got all that grace for me. He's got everything I need. Amen. So I'm going to put my trust in him. I'm not going to be stupid and act like a crazy person. Can I get a witness? Yeah. I might act like a crazy person. I don't know. Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, that's a wonderful little thing right there, because God is my shepherd, not Buddha. Amen. What's another one? Ganesh? Not Ganesh, isn't. That's a Hindu guy. What are the Islam people? Allah, yeah. Nope, none of them people, none of them demons, none of them fake gods. They're not my shepherd. I belong to the Most High God. And he takes care of me. Amen? All right. Anyways. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom. That's really, really cool, right? Big God, mighty God, creator of heaven and earth, does all these awesome things, snaps his fingers, and there's a universe. You know what I mean? And he takes care of all his children, but he's not too busy for little old Sister Rachel, Sister Nadine. He's not too busy for me. You know what I mean? He's a very personal, loving God, and he cares about what you're going through. You know what I mean? You're not lost in the crowd is what I'm trying to say. That's awesome, man. Because we can feel sometimes like, man, I think everybody else got it better than me. I don't know. We can think stupid stuff like that. I think God's just picking on me, or God don't care about me, or I'm just this. Yeah, I ain't no good about nothing. No, listen, man, you are special to the Most High God. You are royalty, and he cares exactly about what you're going through, and he's right there with you to give you peace and comfort through this process. Amen? He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that awesome? Isaiah's showing you, big, strong, mighty God. But he's tender and he loves you. And he's, okay, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He's going to take care of all these little sheepies and lambs. But you know what? He wants to pick you up as an individual and love on you and give you comfort and peace. That's beautiful, man. I think it's nice. I don't know. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. Everyone say amen. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Man, that's wonderful. Love this verse, man. Isaiah 40. You need to underline it. You need to read it this week, man. Let it give you peace. I want to read James 1 and verse 5. It's right there. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all. That's awesome. Who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Now, the reason why I picked out James 1:5 is it shows